everyone. Thanks for joining the Houston Young Adults Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all our socials at Houston Young Adults. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, chapter number 5, how to feel good about yourself. This is the second chapter of the series. We started with chapter number 4, so if you didn't hear that one, go back and listen to it. Chapter number 4 was 10 ingredients for success. Now we're jumping in straight into chapter 5. This is chapter 5, Wisdom for Winning by Mike Murdoch. How to feel good about yourself. I don't know what is wrong. An attractive lady sobbed at a recent crusade. My husband is so good to me. We live in a beautiful home, but I feel so frustrated. What do you think is wrong with me? I hate seeing people unhappy. I hate to see people hurting inside. What is happiness? Happiness is feeling good about yourself. Happiness is feeling good about yourself. Do not confuse this with popularity, which simply means others feel good about you. So happiness is feeling good about yourself, and popularity is others feeling good about you. But what you think about yourself, your character, and your own accomplishments determines your real sense of worth and value. Life is not a schedule of defeats, but a parade of miracles. It wasn't meant to be an endurance of trials, but an enjoyment of triumphs. Ooh, that's good. Life wasn't meant to be an endurance of trials, but an enjoyment of triumphs. We decide. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." Is happiness released by a Sunday morning walk to the church altar, or repeating the sinner's prayer after a televised pastor, or a time spent with a marriage counselor? While many believers live in the joy and the power of the Jesus life, others do not. Why are so many living in fear and defeat? Too many are looking to someone else to bring their happiness to them. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Galatians 6:4. Happiness does not start around you. It begins inside of you. That's good. Happiness does not start around you. It begins inside of you. Stop waiting for flowers to arrive. It is the growing of the seed inside of you this very moment. Start growing seeds inside. Start growing seeds inside. Do you feel good about yourself? If not, why? What bad news have you believed about yourself? Satan is the accuser of the brethren, Revelations 12:10. Is he using a past failure in your life to destroy your faith? Revelations 12:10. Is he using a past failure in your life to destroy your faith? And the wisdom principle on this page is wisdom principle 17. You will never possess what you are unwilling to pursue. That's good. You will never possess what you were unwilling to pursue. One day I was praying suddenly a mental photograph of a past failure leaped on the stage of my mind. It wasn't the first time Satan had reminded me of this failure. I cried out, "Father, why does he keep using the same wrong over and over?" My Heavenly Father spoke so gently, "He's running out of material. Don't let past hurts or memories chain you to the prison of defeat. Smash the locks of your prison yesterday. Dare to resist the hurts and disappointments of yesterday. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert." This is Isaiah 43:18-19. Happiness is feeling good about yourself. Your sense of worth and value determine how good you really feel. Feeling good or happiness depends on two things. Number one, your relationships. And number two, your achievements. Feeling good or happiness depends on two things, your relationships and your achievements. You were built for connection. Your heart requires fellowship. Your mind demands negotiation. Your mouth longs for an ear that understands. And the wisdom principle on this page is wisdom principle 18. Your pain can become your passage to the greatest miracle of your life. The Creator established your needs for relationships.
relationships satisfy two huge needs for the human heart. First, the need to receive love. And second, the need to release love. So relationships satisfy the two, I'm repeating this, the relationships satisfy two huge needs of a human heart. The first is to need love, and the second is to give love, to release love. You have an inborn craving to make contact. That's why the wounded divorce victim still reaches out another a time to risk love again. At the cost of emotional havoc, something in you always reaches for another, even when your memory is screaming anger. Relationships are a risk. They demand time, energy, attention, and discipline. Like tender plants, they require patience before strength. Millions of people wither in loneliness, refusing to labor on the huge momentum of love. God relationship is a must. This is a subheading. God relationship is a must. The God relationship is a must. He created you. He knows you so well. He had to read every single sentence in your mind before you even think it. God requires honesty, underlining that, as well as holiness. In fact, every miracle is preceded by the ache and agony of need. Like a child who rams their car into the telephone pole while trying to impress his father with his driving abilities, you sometimes have to splatter before you succeed. You need him. I'd rather be drawn by his blessing than driven by his wrath. Jesus cried, "How often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not?" Luke 13:34. He definitely recites from the King James, which is just throws me off there for a second. Another subheading he has here is family relationships are vital. Your family relationships are vital to your happiness. The winner is one who sees the needs of each member and strives to help fulfill the emptiness. Time spent with your family is never wasted. Time spent with your family is never wasted. Wipe out criticism and sarcasm from the climate of your home. Be a confidence builder. Ooh. Wipe out criticism and sarcasm from the climate of your home. Be a confidence builder. Be a confidence builder. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is the power of thine hand to do it. Proverbs 3:27. Friendship is greater than gold. This is another subheading. Friendships are greater than gold. They satisfy the inner part of us, discern those who orchestrated by the Holy Spirit, and build them carefully, consistently, and wisely. Everyone needs to feel they have achieved something with their lives. When you stop producing, loneliness and laziness will choke all enthusiasm from your living. What would you like to be doing? What job could you really turn on the excitement inside you? What are you doing about it? Get started on a project in your life. Start building on your dreams. Resist those who would control and change your personal goals. You decide the goals God's intended. You decide the goals God intended. Get going today. When you do, you will start feeling good about yourself. Happiness is the fragrance of an obedient life. Ooh, that's a good note. Happiness is the fragrance of an obedient life. All right, that was a pretty short chapter. That was chapter 5 of Wisdom for Winning. Let's see how long 6 is. We'll do it our own for that. But all right, chapter 5, Wisdom for Winning, was How to Feel Good About Yourself. Really good chapter. And so that has been chapter 5. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you on chapter 6, which is called The Grasshopper Complex. The Grasshopper Complex, chapter 6, Wisdom for Winning. We'll see you on the next one.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining the Houston Young Adults Podcast. Make sure to follow us on all our socials @Houston Young Adults. Thanks for tuning in.